Reading. Anne's best friend.
Do you want a friend whom you could tell everything to, like your deepest feelings and thoughts? Or are you afraid that your friend would laugh at you, or would not understand what you're going through? Anne Frank wanted the first kind, so she made her diary her best friend. Anne lived in Amsterdam in the Netherlands during World War II. Her family was Jewish, so they had to hide or they would be caught by the German Nazis. She and her family hid away for nearly 25 months before they were discovered. During that time, the only true friend was her diary. She said,
I don't want to set down a series of facts in a diary, as most people do, but I want this diary itself to be my friend, and I shall call my friend Kitty.
Now read how she felt after being in the hiding place since July 1942.
Thursday, 15th of June, 1944. Dear Kitty, I wonder if it's because I haven't been able to be outdoors for so long that I've grown so crazy about everything to do with nature. I can well remember that there was a time when a deep blue sky, the song of the birds, moonlight and flowers could never have kept me spellbound. That's changed since I was here. For example, one evening when it was so warm, I stayed awake on purpose until 11:30 in order to have a good look at the moon by myself. But as the moon gave far too much light, I didn't dare open a window. Another time, 5 months ago, I happened to be upstairs at dusk when the window was open. I didn't go downstairs until the window had to be shut. The dark, rainy evening, the wind, the thundering clouds held me entirely in their power. It was the first time in a year and a half that I'd seen the night face to face. Sadly, I'm only able to look at nature through dirty curtains hanging before very dusty windows. It's no pleasure looking through these any longer, because nature is one thing that really must be experienced. Yours, Anne.